As we finished last time, we were just concluding verse 12 of Acts chapter 13. It says, immediately a mist and darkness came over by Jesus, and he groped about seeking someone to lead him by the hand. And when the proconsul saw what happened, he believed, for he was amazed at the teaching of the Lord. I noticed that Dr. Luke uses some medical terms from the first century to describe what happened to Bar-Jesus. He talks about a mist, which I mentioned is the Greek word akalos, and is used quite often in the first century to describe a darkness or an obscurity of some type. Luke also mentions a darkness. The word skotos is used in numerous places. I mentioned that on Peter's Day of Pentecost sermon, he quoted Joel's prophecy that the sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the great coming glorious day of the Lord. But as Luke closes out this season, they find a set of opposite statements. On the one hand, we read, immediately mist and darkness came over him, and he groped about seeking someone to lead him by the hand. On the other side of the verse, we read this, and when the proconsul saw what happened, he believed, for he was amazed at the teaching about the Lord. A child of the devil who claimed to be a source of light was blinded and couldn't find anyone to lead him by the hand. But the proconsul, seeking truth, believed and was saved. As the NEB translation says, he was shaken to the core when he saw the judgment of God on Elymas. Note how Luke says he was amazed at the teaching of the Lord. As John Stott puts it, what astonished him was the combination of word and sign of the apostles' teaching and the sorcerer's defeat. And so with those words, Luke concludes this episode in Barnabas' and Saul's first missionary journey. Again, as Stott notes, Luke brings before his readers a dramatic power encounter in which the Holy Spirit overthrew the evil one. The apostle confounded the sorcerer, and the gospel triumphed over the occult. And so with this encounter, we're starting to see the rise of Saul of Tarsus in the story of Acts. Okay, so let's move on to verse 13 now. And we read this. After setting sail from Paphos, Paul and his companions came to Perga in Pamphylia, where John left them to return to Jerusalem. Luke tells us that Barnabas and Paul chose Perga as their next evangelism theater. Acts 13 is the only mention of Perga in Luke's narrative, or for that matter, in the entire New Testament. So we might ask, why Perga? Luke doesn't tell us. There were certainly other places they could have gone, whether they made this decision on their own or the Holy Spirit directed them, or if it was a combination, it's not said. But now that we know the apostles' destination, it would be helpful for us to look at some archaeology and geography. The first notable excavations of Perga started in 1946. Arif Mansel of Istanbul University is credited for the early stages. And then much later in 1985, Haluk Abagolu, also of Istanbul University, carried on another set of excavations. To date, about 25% of the ancient city of Perga has been unearthed. While there is no direct evidence yet of a Jewish population or synagogue at Perga, there is yet another 75% of the site to be excavated. We'll talk a little more about Perga next time on Verse by Verse.